The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf. But you do not want me to come and to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if I had believed Moses, if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We have an amazing contrast across our readings today between Moses in his interactions with the people and between Jesus and his interactions with the Jews. When I think of the first reading, I'm reminded of my own school days. Everything went beautifully when teacher was in class, but when teacher stepped out for a few moments, things got very noisy. Pencils and pens sometimes got thrown around. Things could get a little bit noisy and messy. But the teacher could always restore order. There was always the threat of the master, who back then, 50 years ago, could encourage people to study and work harder with the help of a stick. Moses has gone up Mount Sinai, where he's receiving not just the Ten Commandments, but as an instruction from God as to how God's people might be formed and might live out those commandments. He eventually, God himself tells Moses, you have to go back to the people. They're now worshipping a molten calf, and God wants to go back and straighten them out. He will punish them for this. But through the intercession of Moses, the Lord relents. Imagine that. Moses could convince God to change his mind and not punish the people. Then we move 1,500 years forward to Jesus. We guessed on Tuesday when Jesus performed a miracle on the Sabbath, asked the man to pick up his mat and walk, and then explain it by telling people he was the Son of God, might become a challenge. And today Jesus is in the midst of the challenge. And when the Jews, the scribes and Pharisees are asking why he did this, he says, but you have the scriptures who foretold that the Messiah would come. You had John the Baptist, who you worshipped but then imprisoned, foretold that I would come. I have come among you. I have done these miraculous deeds. Why do you still not believe? And while Moses could change the mind and actions of God, Jesus could not convince his listeners to change their ways. It would be Jesus who would eventually be on the cross, and echoing the words of Moses, he would say, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. As we hear these challenging scriptures today, perhaps we acknowledge the ways in which our lives have been forced to change in recent days and weeks. We bring to mind those who are struggling today, the parts of our country, the parts of our world really struggling with the coronavirus. Our lives have changed. Indeed, the way we pray has changed, and we thank you for joining us through live streaming and supporting our work here in Holy Family. We will turn to the Lord now, asking the Lord to support and continue to bless our efforts, not just our efforts to pray together and to be transformed by the scriptures we hear, but also for God's protection for those who work with the sick, and for the Lord to bless those working to find a cure and resolution. Lord, in faith, we ask you to transform our hearts as we turn to you now in prayer.